Well, let's turn now to Colorado, where recreational marijuana has been legal since 2014. Entrepreneurs there are eyeing vast new markets for their products and for their expertise. Ben Marcus from Here Now contributor Colorado Public Radio reports.
The landscape for the nation's legal marijuana industry changed on election night.
And now recreational pot is legal in California. Take a look at Prop 64 and the results there with 92%.
The majority of voters have decided on legalizing recreational marijuana in Nevada. Question two passes, which means
voters in Massachusetts said yes to marijuana legalization Tuesday night.
Voters in four states legalized recreational pot. Another four legalized medical marijuana. Now 26 states and the District of Columbia have some form of legal marijuana. Even the staunchest pot supporters had to be surprised that conservative Arkansas voted to allow medical use.
I really feel like marijuana had an outstanding election.
That's Tim Cullen, who owns and operates Colorado Harvest, a small chain of pot stores in the Denver metro area. To him, the vote in Arkansas was cool to see, but it was another state that legalized recreational pot that really captured his attention.
We're excited about California. It is a market that's about 10 times the size of Colorado. We look at that as California represents 10 states that might have gone legal in this past election.
And why would a Colorado company be excited about other states?
The market in Colorado is pretty saturated.
And Cullen can't ship his cannabis across state lines, but he can ship his know-how and branding. He says expect to see a whole class of pot consultants come from Colorado. Since intellectual property can cross borders, there's a lot of excitement in the edibles corner of the pot market, where Colorado businesses have already perfected their product, from the packaging to the flavors. Nancy Whiteman co-owns Wana Brands, an edibles manufacturer in Boulder County.
It's the ability to build a brand and then expand that brand. And the brand expansion does not require us to set up facilities in other states.
And that's what can require a lot of capital, money that normal businesses would get from a bank. But because pot is illegal in the eyes of the feds, most banks can't do business with marijuana companies. Though people in the industry are optimistic on that front, too, they hope that lawmakers may fix a host of issues now that more than 90 members of Congress are from states with legal recreational pot. But Nancy Whiteman says that hasn't stopped ambitious Colorado companies like her Wana Brands from expanding elsewhere, even before Election Day.
Just speaking a little self-servingly, we have existing partners in Nevada and Massachusetts, and it's going to greatly expand the markets for us.
Most people I talked to in the industry expressed optimism that President-elect Donald Trump would keep the status quo as a signal of support for states' rights. And they think the legal pot movement has finally reached a kind of point of no return. Not so fast, says John Hudak, a pot policy expert at the Brookings Institution.
I think there's a bit of complacency in the industry right now. This idea that we've entered this new normal and that means there is permanence to it.
Trump has been inconsistent on how he feels about cannabis, but he's picked Alabama Senator Jeff Sessions as his nominee for Attorney General. Sessions has been staunchly anti-pot, but it's not clear whether he would place additional restrictions on the industry.
Well, that's the biggest open question right now facing the industry.
Hudak says the current legal cover for states with recreational pot is a memorandum of guidance from President Obama's Justice Department. That could be upended overnight.
There's nothing stopping a new attorney general from doing that. And I think while it may not shut the entire system down overnight, it would certainly cause headaches for the industry.
But that's a buzzkill. For now, pot entrepreneurs hope that their biggest headache will be finding good partners in other states to expand their business. For Here and Now, I'm Ben Marcus in Denver.